It's Good Friday. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Today's Roman station is Santa Croce in Gerusalemme. We were here on the fourth Sunday of Lent, but today's visit is special because of the presence here of relics of the Passion. St. John Henry Newman wrote of this church, "This basilica is so called because St. Helena not only brought the true cross there, but earth from Mount Calvary, on which the chapel or the altar there is built. Thus, if there be a center of the church, we shall be there when we are on earth from Jerusalem in the midst of Rome." When Helena went to the Holy Land to visit sites of the Passion and Death of the Lord, on the 2nd of May in 326 she found the cross, which had been buried. There is a moving fictional account of the finding of the cross in Evelyn Waugh's novel Helena. The relics of the cross and Passion that she brought back to Rome are kept at this church, which was built into the Caesarian palace that dated to the 2nd century. Pope Urban VIII broke the large piece of wood and had part of it brought to the Vatican Basilica, where it is kept in a chapel above the heroic statue of St. Helena across from the main altar. At Santa Croce, you also find nails of the crucifixion, thorns of Christ's thorny crown, a piece of the cross of the good thief, a finger of St. Thomas, and the titulus, or sign, that hung above the Lord's head. This ancient wooden sign was rediscovered in 1492, tucked into a secret niche behind a brick in the basilica's great triumphal arch. Saint Jerome wrote, "By devoutly respecting the instruments of Christ's Passion, we profess our faith in him who suffered for us. We excite our hope in his merit, enkindle his love in our breasts, and renew the grateful remembrance of his death." From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troedek. It is consummated, that is to say, all has been fulfilled. The prophecies of the Old Testament, the law, and its paschal lamb, the curtain of the temple may now be torn, because it is the true Lamb of God come to earth to take away the sins of the world. There is no other. Adam, in his pride, had disobeyed by plucking the forbidden fruit from the tree of paradise. The new Adam, gentle lamb, humble and obedient, even unto death, Jesus becomes the new fruit in allowing himself to be violently attached to the tree of the cross. There he is brutally lifted up from the earth, nailed to his throne of glory, the cross. The cross, scandal for the Jews, the cross, folly for the pagans. The cross, trophy of victory of the Son of God. The cross, glorious instrument of our salvation. Yes, fulfilled is the oracle of David, who had said to the nations in his inspired poems, "God will reign by the wood." Lord Jesus, help me to see in thy cross the throne of thy kingdom, the tribunal where thou forgivest, the altar where thou immolestest thyself, the pulpit from which thou preachest to me the abandonment of my soul in the hands of thy Father, zeal for souls, forgetfulness of injuries, Marian piety, the liturgical offering, the perfect purity. O Jesus, teach me to venerate and to love the image of thy cross. Each time I see it represented, help me to remember how much I ought to thank thee for having given thy life for me. After the Holy Eucharist, there is nothing on earth more worthy of respect than the cross. I will render it today an homage of adoration, which is directed toward thee, my Savior. Thy divine blood washed it, and it opened the gate of heaven to faithful souls. I want to imitate thee today, especially in maintaining gentleness and meekness in the face of contradictions.